What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. And I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise. And why do I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby? Oh my gosh, first of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, and what's the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And there's one more thing that I tell y'all. When I go ahead and I move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. I tell y'all to say hi to your haters, because you gotta give a shout out to your haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. To all my naysayers, all my disbelievers, you know, people who hate on you, they don't hate on you, you know, just the ones that you know don't want you to live your best life. What I say is hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now, if you're just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience and you're like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Why are you giving a shout out to your haters? You don't understand it. You just like, what type of buffoonery and coonery is this? Listen, the reason why you got to give a shout out to your haters is when you out there doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, right? And God is going ahead and putting you out there in pieces for him. What he does is he keeps his word. And his word says, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He said, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to run over, right? I'm going to make him your footstool. You're going to be chilling. It's going to be this table on all these goodies and everything out there, you know. And it's going to be out there just living its best life, doing what it is that it does. And they're going to come over like this. Who that over there shining all of us? That my boy over there shining all of us? That my girl over there shining? Because they looking. They looking because they trying to see what you got going on. And what happens is, it's so easy, y'all. They just get blessed by the message. It's kind of like, you know, you people want to get nosy, like with me. Like, you know, I got some stuff going on with my health, and I've been really, really open about it. Okay, so God is using some of that, you know, to lure some people in as bait because they want to hear what's going on. Like, what she got going on now, you know? They looking at the videos. They trying to see what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. If I'm still shining bright like a diamond or not. And what's happening is they start listening, tuning in, watching, and all of that stuff. That God's putting out the in pieces for them, and they wind up getting blessed by the message. So I gotta say, hi haters, cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. If you got anybody coming over in your life and you don't know, they trying to see what you got going on, always remember they need that work too. Don't ever be upset when it comes out there. All right. Now, this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. But I ask y'all a question. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Oh, my gosh. Mama been dropping a dime on them. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. I've been dropping a dime on you. I had to put a video out there today. Yeah, y'all, this is just a touch of J. I had to put a video out there today. Video was real thorough. Video was real wise. And basically, it was about what had happened. Because I got a story to tell like Biggie, so I ain't even getting into it. You going to have to go over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. Check out all my stories to see what it is that it do, that it do, that it do. So I'm just getting on over to Making Love Beast Kitchen. Child, I got to talk to you about what happened with Making Love V's Kitchen, but that's part of the story. So you're going to have to wait until I tell you this message, this story. Because I can't tell you now, but I was Making Love V's Kitchen today and something happened. All right. So we're going to move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. And we're going to talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Yeah, I actually did do my workout today. Yeah, the lower body. I did like half because I had doctor visits and stuff like that, but I did it. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I did my affirmations and all that stuff, you know, but it also has to do with the story that I got to tell y'all. I told you I got a story to tell like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. Yeah, so we all going to be talking about the Just a Touch of J Fitness clothing, though. Please check out the videos that I put out there on My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram and all my other Instagram, social media, everything. Because you get to see some of my pieces for the ladies and stuff. Fellas, hook your girls up. Ladies, 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 thank you for your purchases. Mama, love you. Yes. J's Fit. Then we got Taylor's Fit. For all the guys selling fit to you. This is just such a day, baby. I won't put too much out there for your pieces. No, I don't. But we can talk about the Just a Touch of J Cannabis line. Yeah, thank you for the purchases of the rolling papers. Everybody out there that you know out there putting them out there pieces for me too. Thank you. I love you. It's an amazing thing. And then also found out that, you know, some of that might be able to help mama out, you know, during this whole time she got going on. Because supposedly it calms down mast cells and histamine. Go figure. I got 4 of my own strains that I have created. Yeah, I'm a grower. And it's just a touch of J, baby. Look, y'all know I put stuff out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, you got to check me out on Beat Break Radio. Okay, I've been hosting a morning show here and there. Okay, y'all go get them episodes. I'll be putting out that out there pieces for you too. Shout out to Sean Garvey, Beat Break Radio, everybody over there. I love y'all. Y'all are dope. Thanks for keeping the show running. The Just a Touch of J Show, y'all. Check it out. Then you're going to hear me in the mornings. I'll be giving you top of the hour. Different things is going on in the world and all of that type of stuff. Because this is just a touch of J. I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Now, Just a Touch of J app. I keep trying to tell y'all I'm reviving that whole thing. But you can listen to the podcast on there for free in the listen to V section. All you got to do is just tap the icon. It's going to tell you V's podcast topics. All 313 episodes are on there. Check them out. All my blogs, all my recipes. Oh my gosh. Chill. Y'all been out here making love in V's kitchen. Yes, you have. I got some people who be hitting me up like daily, like, child, that one guy, he is so turned out on my chocolate, what is he? Oh, my black bean chocolate mousse. Child, simple ingredients, look it up. This is just a touch of J. Child, I got the chills just telling y'all about that. Y'all know, nigga, love V's kitchen be turning me on, so I can't be getting too excited because you know that the history star rises and stuff. Child, we don't got no time for them pieces. But what I am going to talk about is the fact that I got a story to tell like Biggie. It's about that time. I'm going to drop a dime on y'all. Lord have mercy, I got to drop a dime on y'all. So look, let me tell you what happened today. So I get up, I do everything I had to do. Like I said, you know, was a little struggle today because I just was like, ugh, whenever I go to doctors, I just be like discombobulated. And then, you know, I got that whole female thing going on. And then I just be discombobulated anyway, just spaced out for like 2-3 days. So, you know, I'm like, ugh, I go to doctors. This is just like, you know, wasn't working. Child wound up burning up the food this morning. Right? And I was getting ready to leave. And I'm like, dang on, I only got a 10-minute window. What the heck am I going to eat? Because I didn't have stuff prepared. Like, the day before that, I didn't shut the freezer door all the way. And I had got all my meats and stuff from Whole Foods. So then I had to go back, return them, then go to another Whole Foods, return them. It just wasn't, nothing was right through the day. But it started off with me burning up this daggone piece of turkey. It was not ground turkey. It was a turkey thigh that I was going to have for breakfast. A good source of protein for me. 500 and something calories. And I had some other stuff that totaled up to like 700, 800 calories just for my breakfast alone. So I was like, yeah, I was feeling myself. You know, everything burnt it up. So I'm like, dang, what am I going to eat? What am I going to eat? You know, like, I asked my daughter, I said, listen, it's just too much going on. Please just call and reschedule my appointment for me while I figure out something to eat. So, you know, I made me some rice pasta because I'm like, okay, that's going to take probably like 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay, I got some, I take and I cut up purple cabbage and I put it like, you know, in containers or baggies or whatever, Ziploc it, and I freeze them. Then I just take them out when I want to eat and I just cook it portion wise, right? So I put some of that in the pan and it just tastes so sweet. It just be so good. Oh my God. Just a touch of that. I don't need to do too much to it. I just give it just a touch. Just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Yeah, that's a song that y'all will hear later on. Make sure y'all check that song out. It was, I did a little thing with Drake. That thing was so dope. Oh my gosh, got so much radio play. Thank you. This is just a touch day. Let me finish putting this out there in pieces for you, baby. So look, I'm trying to figure out what the heck I'm gonna eat. I'm like, what in the heck am I going to eat? So I'm like, the doctor, my chiropractor is also in kinesiology and saving lives and the human body and all of this. People come from around the world to go see this man, child, and I've been seeing him for years. So he's treating me too. And what he does is he muscle tests me on food, where you take a magnet and things like that and you put it up against your skin and you're able to see if you can tolerate it by your muscle strength. Child, it work everything. Okay? And y'all gonna see them pieces. Y'all gonna see him do that. Shout to you, Dr. Kelly. You so thorough and so wise. I love that man. He gave me a hug today in the office. Y'all was crying and everything. And he gave me a hug. And I was, you know how you getting ready to let somebody hug go? He just kept hugging me, and because he knows, like, you know, you need touch, and he's just an amazing person, and he has really helped save my life. So if y'all want to get up with Dr. Kelly, okay, he will hook you up, test you on food and all type of stuff. Just holler at your girl. This is just a touch of Jay. But let me get back to these pieces, right? So I'm like, dang on, he tests me on some food, and he had tested me on zucchini. Now y'all know, those of y'all who know me, I love zucchini. I got zucchini in some of my songs. One of my songs, All He Need Is Just a Touch of J. Ladies, y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. Zucchini, zucchini. Yes, I love zucchini. That's why I put that in that song. Okay, yeah, I said, be messing with somebody. He used to, you know, cook zucchini for me on the side. Oh, my God. Just a touch of J. Just think about it. Just turn me over. But anyway, let me get back to it. Right. So I go ahead, and I'm like, you know, zucchini. And I'm saying to myself, child, I ain't had zucchini in so long. Every time I try zucchini like 6 times, y'all. From the time this happened, from November to now. And I'm like, man. But he, every time I got muscle tested on it, and before when I tried it, it just didn't work. So this time, I'm like, well, maybe the zucchini gonna work. Like, look, I gotta try something. Because I'm like, look, I gotta eat. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I need something. Because you can't miss your window. Like, you got 30 minutes after you take these supplements called Toxic Prevent that I'm doing. I'm on, like, I only got, like, 2 more days left to take it. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I gotta go ahead and figure out something. So I'll just start cutting the zucchini. And I ain't think about it. I cut it in half. I start cutting that thing down. Take all the skin off. I don't know why I took the skin off. But I took the skin off. Oh, I know why. I ain't want to wash it and stuff like that. You know, so I was just like rinsing it off and, you know, pesticides and all that. I just was trying to just eliminate all the variables in the situation. So I went ahead, I put a little water on the stove, you know, and I said, okay, let me go ahead and just try to boil some real quick. So I go ahead and just eat it. That's like fast. I don't got to put it in the oven because I can't do like olive oil and none of that stuff right now. Just a little butter here and there. Okay, now look, just touch it, Jay. I'm trying to go ahead and put this out there in pieces for you, baby. So, you know, imagine somebody trying to do this in like 10 minutes. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and I got the rice over here boiling and all that. You know, and I'm just trying the rice pasta. I'm trying to do all this stuff at one time. So, I'm like, I put peace in my mouth, right? And you got to wait like five minutes, see how it goes. Then I wait like 10 minutes. Then I can kind of tell by my throat or how, like if my eyes break out or anything, if I get itchiness or my nose start running, like when I had the brown rice, tried the brown rice, child, high in oxalates, my nose is running, no good, okay? But I can eat white rice like it ain't nothing without even taking supplements and stuff, okay? This is just a touch of that, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? So just imagine, you know, you all like trying not to panic, but you like eating the zucchini that you know that you, it's your favorite, and it just tastes so good to me, just one piece. I just wanted some more, but I said, I gotta wait 5 to 10 minutes. Anybody out there trying stuff, and you just waiting to see the results? Child, I had to go through that. So I'm sitting up there, and I'm like, I got my daughter timing it. I'm like, look, okay, how many minutes has it been? She like, 5. She like, okay, mom, been 10 minutes. You ready to take another piece? So I'm like, okay, I put another piece in my mouth. Now look, these ain't big pieces. But it's just enough, right? It's just enough because all you need is just a touch of J, okay? That's all I needed, just a little touch. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and try another piece. So I tried the other piece. So she said, mommy, 5 minutes in past. Now you want 10 minutes. So I'm like, okay, this is piece number 2. So I'm like this. I said, God, if I get through this third piece, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to record a video. I got to put this out there. Piece for them. I got to let them know how good you are. Anybody out there who want to do that? Like, you trying stuff, and you, like, you see God, like, blessing you as you trying the stuff. Chill. So, look, I get to the third piece, and I'm like this. I'm like, you know what? All right, God, come on. Right now, tears start coming down, because, you know, I'm already emotional and stuff as this. So, I'm like, you know, tears start coming down. I'm like, God, Lord, please, if you let me have this zucchini, because, look, y'all, I told you, my diet is so limited. Like, sometimes it's hard for me to even gain weight. And I was 156 when it started in November, running like 4 to 8 miles a day. You know, bodybuilding. I was doing 400 upper body movements, 400 lower body movements, 400 ab movements. I'm talking about, like, my body was like, clap, clap, clap. And what else do you want to see that's real lovely, okay? This is just a touch of jet, baby. Okay, I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. So I'm really feeling some type of way about this food. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the third one. I have to be able to have this. God, you let me have this. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to record another video and everything. Like, look, okay? So I eat it. I put 2 in my mouth at that time. I said, let me put 2 pieces in there. Look, I need to make sure. Anybody out there, you just feel like you just doubling up on your blessing. You like, you know what? Look, I'm just going to go ahead and just try it right now. Like, look, because God is like really working it out for you. Okay, So look, I'm there with y'all. Okay. So I put two in my mouth and I wait, you know, I chew it up or whatever, I swallow it. You know, 5 minutes go by, Iman, my daughter, shout out to you, boo, I love you. She posted me her stories and stuff. So amazing. This is the 24-year-old. So look, she said, okay, mom, you had 10 minutes. So I'm chewing it up. And then God was like, no, you can go ahead, you can finish it, right? So I start eating more, start eating more. You know, as much as I can tolerate, then I feel like a little histamine coming out. So I said, okay, about a half a cup. That's pretty good. You know, zucchini, it was a small zucchini. But that was good, though. You know, that I was able to do that. I was able to tolerate it. So is anybody out there going through something where you try something new and you can kind of like tolerate it? It's good for you. It's working for you. Well, listen, what happened was I got so excited. I went on Instagram and I recorded a video for y'all. And in the video, I'm just telling you how amazing God is and how you just got to trust him. And that's what this podcast is about. It's really, really simple. I've been telling y'all about that lately. Yeah, and I'm going to keep on telling you about it. Ain't no shame by Gabe. Look, if you're aware here about it, you don't have to listen because this is just a touch of it, baby. I got to put up pieces out there for you. Yeah, God, he healed me. And healing is a process. But sometimes it's trial and error. I told y'all that. Didn't I tell y'all the other day that it's about seasons and walking into your season? And you got to be a little easy sometimes because seasons change. One minute you can tolerate something, one minute you can't. Anybody out there just trying stuff? Now, I know some of y'all out there, y'all trying that trickery. You know, don't do that trickery. Tricks of the trade. Like the echo, please don't do that. Because you out there and you trying all that trickery, you doing all that trickery on people or yourself, whatever it is you got going on, you know, you reap what you sow. But when you're out there and you're living your best life, you're doing what it is that you do and you're trying the right things and you trusting God with it, do you see the reciprocity that you get back in exchange? You always get what you need. This is just a touch of Jay. I just want to encourage you to keep on going and keep on trying. I had to try a lot of things, a lot of things. Foods, oh my gosh, medication. Oh my, thank God it wasn't no pharmaceutical-like medication, none of that, but just herbal things. Child, some of them set off mass cells. I was so messed up, I couldn't walk, I couldn't see, just dizzy, sharp stabbing, headache, pains. Couldn't even go to the bathroom, child. I told y'all one day I had to pee in the sink. Oh my God, it was horrible, but nobody was here with me and I couldn't make it up the steps. I had to go down, I couldn't make it to the bathroom, it was downstairs, I had to go in the kitchen, child. Lord, I cleaned it out with bleach, but this is just a touch of jet. Don't ask me even how I got up there, but I had enough strength. Child, I was trying all type of stuff. You know, and you might be trying things too in whatever season you're in because it's for trial and error to figure out what works for you. I don't know who needs this, but somebody needs this. As I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. You got to try some things sometimes because you never know what you got until you try. But when you try it, you get to see the reciprocity because you're trying to get touching God. You know, I always tell y'all about Moses. Like Moses, God was like, you know what? I gave you the staff, you know, go ahead, do what it is that you got to do, you know, with this thing. He's like, no, they ain't going to believe me. He's like, look here, you have all that you need. When you're walking with God, you're doing what it is that you got to do. The reciprocity, the love that you're giving out to others, that you're giving him, that you're doing what it is that you got to do. So he's blessing you. So when you're trying these things that he's putting out there in pieces for you, baby, they working. Like with me, like the other day, oh my gosh, I had a whole vitamin. Do you understand? I've been trying to take a vitamin down, child. Y'all, I've been trying to take a vitamin for the longest. Ain't been able to take a vitamin. I'm talking about, God, let's pour out like half of the vitamin. It was just so strong. Today was my second day having a whole vitamin without no reaction or nothing. Now you want to give me zucchini? Anybody out there? And you like, dang, God, you just keep on blessing me. And it's just with the small things. You know, because the little things ain't going to stop you from the great things. He blessed you with the small things. And you like, ooh, I know you got something else coming for me. That's how I feel. Anybody out there going through that? Like, you just like,
God just keep on blessing me. Oh my God, he just keep on blessing me. Anytime you turn around, child, the other day, somebody just gave me $600. Like, boom. I was like, ooh, child. That people was like, look, I'm going to pay this for you. Added up to like probably $6,000. And I'm saying to myself, oh my gosh. And I was listening to my pastor said, in 3 days, this stuff going to happen to you. He didn't say what, but he just said, whatever happens, you need to take it and grab it. Then all this money just started coming out of anywhere. Now God giving me vitamins and food. Anybody out there experiencing something like that? That reciprocity. Like, you actually been in God's presence. You've been spending time with him. You've been doing what it is that you're supposed to do. You know, really trying to live your life right. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to be holier than thou. Like, oh God, I'm just so just Christian, or I love God. You know, you ain't trying to be nothing that you ain't. You just devoting some time with him. You letting him speak to you. You trusting him. Oh, ain't nothing like when you trust God, child. Because then he sees it. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the reciprocity that you get back. The reciprocal. You getting back what you giving. The exchange. You're not giving it like, okay, let me do this for you so I can get something. No. You just in love with who God is and how he's blessing your life. So, you know, you're just really trying to walk this life right. You ain't out here doing that trickery. You ain't out here doing that mess no more. Like, you know who you are. I talked to you about that the other day. When you know who you are, you know who you are not. So since you know who you are, you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. You're living your best life. And you're right. And God is, you know, boom, he's blessing you. I know you out there going through that. Because I'm going through it too. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in peace for you. So if you out there and you're going through that, you're getting that goodness, man, fester in it. Love it. Tell people about it. That's why I'm running out there. I'm telling people about it. I'm like, look. Now, y'all know, let me explain something to y'all, okay? Look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I don't be out there putting it out there pieces like that for recording videos and all that. I am so outside of my element. Like, I am just, like, outside of it. And it's not even because I've gone through. Like, I just know who I am now. And before, I used to be, like, afraid to, like, do videos and stuff like that. It was, like, a fear that I had. Anybody out there going through stuff like that? Like, you just be afraid. Like, you know what? No, I can't do them pieces. Like, I had, like, fear with certain stuff. Now, I just don't care. Because now, I'm like, you know what? I know who I am. Oh, my gosh. I talked to y'all about that the other day, too. Like, you know who you are now, so you know who you are not. You know, you ain't afraid to do things that you used to do. Used to be afraid to do. You just do them. You don't care about who judge you, none of that type of stuff. Look, I'm out there like, look, y'all, let me tell y'all how good God is. I got on my whole little scarf thing and everything. No makeup, no nothing. Like, y'all see my skin? It's starting to heal. Yeah, I need to get my weight up, but y'all keep on praying for me. Because it ain't about that. It's about God's glory. Because he just been so good to me. I'm like, I got to tell y'all, things was like, when the histamine releases, it's like pins and needles all over your body. Oh my God. Anybody out there going through something where it's just so much and it's on you, but nobody knows but you. So like, when you start experiencing this goodness, you just gotta tell somebody. That's how I feel. I just gotta tell somebody. So when I tell you to go ahead, put your testimony out there and tell people, like, when God be blessing you, please do it. You know, please let them know. Let them know where it's coming from so that they know. So they try it out for them too, because I can't have my babies out here lost. So many people out here lost. You know, they out here lost and they just don't believe and stuff like that. And they just messed up. You know, so you got to go ahead and just put it out there in pieces for them. So basically, this podcast was just about that, y'all. The reciprocity that you get back, you know, the joy that you get back from it. You know, some of y'all out there, y'all getting good jobs now. Y'all getting new cars. Y'all getting all type of stuff. Your relationships are working out for you. Friendships, all type of relationships. Everything. Everything is just good. You know, it's not always bad. You know, it's good. That's because a lot of times, it's just that reciprocity God sees. You know, like, this person really loves me. This person really is doing what it is they got to do. And, you know, he's moving you all along in life. You know, and I want you to take joy in it, man. Be happy, because more is going to come. More is going to come. More is going to come. You want me to tell you why? Because in Matthew 6, it tells you, most importantly, aim at strive his kingdom and righteousness, his way of being right. Be like the character of God. He didn't say you got to be God.
Just be like the character, God. Just, you know, act like, you know, you got some sense. And all these things will be added unto you. It also says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things are going to be added unto you. All this stuff. You know? All this stuff. And if you're waiting, I don't know who this is for. Because you might be like this. That ain't happening for me. You know, I'm out here trying to do what it is that I do. But God just dropped something on my spirit. On one of my vision boards, he was like, I got to make sure I tell you this, okay? So some of y'all are out there and, you know, you feel like you ain't really living your best life. You feel like, you know, I am seeking you first. I am spending time with God and it ain't working. You know, your marriage is all messed up or something all messed up. You know, just things, the kids, just everything is havoc. God wants me to tell you this. This is what he told me. And Veronica, remember, that's what he told me. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, that means it can go slow sometime, wait for it, because it will surely come. Like it won't tarry for long. So what I want to tell you is, if you out there, you in your waiting season, you like, well, when I'm going to live my best life? You know, you looking at your arm like that, the watch, like, when I'm going to live mine? Just wait on it. Okay? The vision's coming. What God shows you is coming. What you believe is coming. Don't give up. Because we do that sometimes. Like, I could have gave up on myself. I did a little bit at one time. I was like, man, I don't know what the heck going on with this. But then I was like, you know what? No, I'm a fighter. You got to be a fighter and you got to believe. Okay, so this is just such a J, baby. That's it. I don't have no time to keep going on and on and on and on about this. You already know what it is. I tell you how everything goes. I let you know the message. I put it out there in pieces for you. And it's up to you to want to go ahead and see that. You know, that's it. All right, so how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to talk to you like that? Oh my gosh, I love when I drop a dime on y'all. Y'all like it when I do it like that, don't you? That's that Barry White, that Janet Jackson voice. Can I talk to you? I really wanna meet you. Y'all that old school stuff. Do 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 do. That's that Luther right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that bet you by Galileo. This is just such a J, but y'all know what my song is. Do 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 do. Should I put it on for y'all? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, wait, I got it. I just gotta give y'all a little bit of it. Oh my gosh. Let me see if I can find it for you. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see. Okay. Wow.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Let me turn that off.
Then I laid eyes on you. It was pain. Oh my gosh. Before pleasure.
Don't give me the singing. I'm all, my voice is a little jacked up today. But look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there. Pieces for you. That's my song, man. That's why I talk to y'all. You see how Rick was just talking to him? I talk to y'all on my songs. I be like, y'all like it when I do it like that, don't y'all? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. That's where I get that from. Rick, back in the day, you know Rick James, Tina Marie, Fine Desire, all the old school people, they used to talk to him. What about all that singing and stuff all the time? They would be like, you know what? I just want to talk to you for a little bit. Yeah, that's what I tell y'all. So now y'all get my songs. What's y'all going to be coming up next? But anyway, look, let me just get all that out of here to the left. I just had to take y'all down memory lane because that's what I'm going to be doing on Beat Break Ready on the late night. I'm going to be giving y'all that goodness. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Please make sure y'all talk to your friends about it. Tell everybody the Just a Touch of J show on Beat Break Radio on the late nights. Oh, I'm going to give y'all all the old school, all the vibes. I'm going to be talking to y'all. Y'all going to get my remakes of my songs and everything, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. Woo! Let me move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. And end it for you. You want me to do it like this? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Ha! I love it. So what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm getting ready to end this thing? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And if you out there living your best life doing what it is that you do, and God's blessing you with that reciprocity, baby, you ain't letting nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. You tell everybody, like, look, I know I'm thorough and I know I'm wise. You wouldn't know why, because God can be blessing me. Yes, you ain't even making yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. You love it and it love you. And shout out to y'all that's out there living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Yeah, shout out to y'all. And the second thing I tell y'all is what? Shine on them, cause they hate it, baby. Yes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine like that. Please let it shine on them, like shine bright like a diamond. Yes, woo, shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, oh, shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, shout out to you, girl, if you listening, Rihanna. Because y'all never know who listening to you. I be hearing all type of people listening to me, baby. This is Just a Touch of J worldwide. Shout out to y'all out in Madagascar to Zimbabwe. I love y'all. Lagos, Nigeria. Oh my gosh. I got to give y'all the stats again. I'm going to have to start putting that stuff on my page. Right now, I've just been trying to just give y'all inspirational stuff and tell, you know, my testimony and let y'all see things that I'm going through. But you know, I told you I got comedy coming. Love Doctor stuff coming. Oh my gosh. We going to get down. It's just Just a Touch of J. I'm coming up out of this thing. God going to show y'all these pieces. Okay? And that's why the last thing that I gotta tell y'all is spread love, cause it's the Brooklyn way, and this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. I gotta spread the love. You gotta spread the love too, cause I told y'all that's why I want with the podcast today. It's the reciprocity. Oh man, you reap what you sow. That's not why you give the love. Like, I'm just gonna give love so I get love. No, but you get it. It ain't nothing like when God loves you, like how he did me today. Child, just the little things. Oh, I'm so grateful. Grateful, 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 gratefulness. It's flowing from my heart. Flowing from my heart. All the issues of my heart, his grace.
gratefulness. Yes! Woo, child! Marvin Sevenum. That's a gospel song right there. They talking about grateful, 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 gratefulness. It's flowing from my heart. Yes, I'm grateful. Anybody out there like that? Yes, y'all like it when I do it like that. Child, I told y'all my voice is just all cracking today. But look, y'all get it? Gratefulness. When you spread love like the Brooklyn way, it's that gratefulness, the reciprocity that you get. Yeah, man, ain't nothing like it. So spread love. Like I said, it's the Brooklyn way. This is just a touch of day, baby. Put it out there in peace form. So look, quick recap. Getting the reciprocity, putting it out there, being grateful for the small things, walking in your destiny, loving it, letting God bless you, living it, have a good time, just like me. Y'all keep on praying for me, and I'm praying for y'all, so y'all go ahead, give what y'all got to get, give what I got to get, and God is just blessing, he's pleasing. We all out here living our best life, doing what it is that we do, that we do, that we do. That's what it's all about. The seasons, it's shifting. Yeah, man. You got to walk in that thing. I keep trying to tell y'all, man. This is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put all that out there in pieces for you and let you see how good your life can be if you just do what it is that you're supposed to do, baby. Trust them. Trust yourself. Don't do that trickery. Don't do all that craziness. Just live your life the right way. You know, try. That's it. You're going to get blessings. You're going to have its goodness. All right. So, look. I'm going to move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. I'm going to bless y'all with some of this music. Okay. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. I love my babies. Yeah, I love y'all, man. This was episode 10 of my 21 days of podcasting. I like it. I know y'all like it too. Keep listening. Y'all got my numbers coming up. Thousands and stuff. I'm like, dang, man. Y'all like this. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. All right, and please, before I go, let me know if you want me to do this cooking thing. Y'all want to sign up and stuff. Holler at your girl. Yeah, because it's going to be so dope right here if y'all want to go ahead and do the cooking classes. And then y'all get to see me all the time and stuff. Be coming on the camera dancing for y'all like, da-da-da, da-da-da, ah! You know, it's going to be so much fun. So holler at me. I told you can email me. You can hit me up through the Just a Touch of J app. It's for free. Download it, you know. You can do what it is that you want to do. You know, all my social media, all my link trees in my bio, Google Just a Touch of J, you'll be able to find me. And let me know if you want to do that whole cooking class thing. All right? Because that'll be dope. All right? All right, I'm up out of here. I love y'all. Love my babies! Again, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with Just a Touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next. Yeah, man.
going over and making lemon beets kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of Soul podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of soul. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Make 11 beats a kitchen beat. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby. Yeah. I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for you. Significant others. Yeah. Y'all can just take a chill to this one right here. Yeah, man. This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that? It's called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Yeah. Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to make a lemon in this kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Y'all hear that?
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J. Pieces for you. touches to you.
This is just a touch of you, baby.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all. Y'all hear that?
Y'all hear that? I got the pieces for you.
Hey, baby.
Pieces.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Yeah. Drizzy, let me get at him, boo. Oh, my God.
I don't know what these
beats
are.
Y'all like that?
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
I really don't know what these niggas are.
Just a touch of the J.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Y'all hear that?
Talk to y'all for a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey y'all, this is just a touch of you, baby.
Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that?
I really don't.
I really don't know where these niggas be at.
Where these niggas be at?
Trying to tell you.
I don't know where these niggas be at. But I just
want to
talk to y'all.
Y'all like it when I do it like that.
Man, I keep trying to tell y'all.
All you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J.
Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J.
Y'all like it when I do it like that.
I don't mess
baby.
With those niggas, man. Listen.
My baby like it when I do it like that.
That's why I had just to talk to y'all for a little bit, man.
Y'all like it when I do it like that.
This is just a touch of the J.
Y'all know what? I swear I don't know where these niggas be at. Mm-mm, baby. This is just a touch of J. And y'all know I'll be trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I don't even have time, ladies. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. That's y'all problem. Y'all be out here trying to find out, you know, where these niggas be at. This is just a touch of J, baby. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about where these niggas be at.
Where these niggas be at?
Pieces.
But have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Pieces.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J.
Pieces.
Yeah.
Y'all know y'all gotta scroll over to Making Love in B's Kitchen, baby.
Pieces.
That's where I do my food then.
This is just a touch of kitchen.
I don't know where these niggas be at. But you know what I do know, y'all?
This is just a
y'all
touch
got
of
just a touch of J podcast popping. I mean, pop, 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 popping.
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
That's all I'm giving y'all, because that's all you need.
Just a touch of the J.
Oh my gosh, man.
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
This is just a touch of J, baby. And y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. I hope y'all like the new song, man. Shout out to Drizzy Drake. Yeah, for letting me get at him. Cause I mean, these niggas be saying they this place and that place. And I'm just trying to tell y'all that I really don't know where these niggas be at. Because, you know, I'm out here trying to focus. I gotta win. Ain't no time for that, man. Cause I gotta give y'all what y'all need.
Just a touch of the chill.
Cause baby, you know you're fine, right?
You know you're fine, right?
I'm sorry, y'all. I just gotta get a shout out. Give a shout out to
the love of my life.
The love of my life.
Yeah.
Gosh, I need you to come and make love in V's kitchen. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Just a touch
man.
Of the J. Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
All he needs is just a touch of J. And all you need is just a touch of the J.